starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The latest victims of war in Ukraine are civilians, a 30-year-old mother and her 2-year-old toddler, along with another woman. They were killed in a Russian drone strike on Odessa. The tragedy is a result of a drone offensive on the port city, which saw residential buildings struck and some destroyed. This neighbour rushed home when she saw a cloud of smoke hanging over her building.
I came over here and was told that a man had been killed and a woman injured. I quickly went up to my apartment and started dialing the number as she lived nearby on the ground floor of a building. I started calling, but it was busy. Then it went through and a man asked, "Who are you calling?" I said, "I'm calling Nadia." And he said, "She's been killed."
Ukraine has launched its own attacks on Russian ports in the Black Sea, which local authorities say injured 8 people, including 2 children. First Deputy Head of Luhansk Regional Government, Yuri Govtun, says a group of miners have been trapped underground at the Belorochenska coal mine after a Ukrainian strike led to a power cut.
Another cowardly attack by Ukraine happened on the power substation of the Belorochenska coal mine. The coal mine is completely de-energized. 41 miners stay down in the mine at the moment. We have managed to lift them to a safe depth. The connection with miners is stably established.
As the world faces an energy crisis brought about by another war in the Middle East, Ukraine is ramping up its offensive on Russia's oil production. Overnight, the Ukrainian military struck a Russian warship in the port of Novorossiysk, as well as a drilling rig in the Black Sea near occupied Crimea. The onslaught comes as Russia enjoys temporary reprieve from sanctions, granted by the US government to ease global oil supply issues. Renmin University of China strategy expert Diao Daming has voiced concerns over the American decision-making around the issue of fuel supply, saying oil is being used as leverage in international conflicts.
Some of those close to Donald Trump or with close ties to his camp appear to be taking advantage of the market fluctuations to profit from them. This gives an impression that what should be a major decision affecting global economic stability and regional security has instead turned into a gambling game. The so-called decision-making totally disregarded America's interests or global security.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin is accusing Ukraine of planting explosives near a pipeline that carries Russian gas to Hungary. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán convened an emergency defence council in response to the incident at the Turkstream pipeline, saying Ukraine has sought to cut Europe off from Russian energy for years. The leader stopped short, however, of blaming Ukraine for compromising what he has described as the umbilical cord of Hungary, saying he would not accuse it of the damage without the facts.
However, it is undoubtedly true that what we are experiencing here now fits into a series of events, since the Ukrainians have such an ability and are willing and able to do something like this.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched 2,800 attack drones, nearly 1,350 powerful glide bombs, and more than 40 missiles of various types in the past week. And he is ready to talk. Mr. Zelensky is offering to end the conflict and wants Kremlin representatives to come back to the negotiating table.
If Russia is ready to stop strikes on our energy infrastructure, we will be ready to respond in kind. This proposal has been conveyed to the Russian side through the Americans. We're also working very concretely right now on documents with the American side. As agreed, Ukraine is preparing its proposals, strengthening the document on security guarantees.
Vladimir Putin's government recently announced it has paused negotiations with Ukraine for a ceasefire to focus on the US and Israel's war with ally Iran. But that conflict has created even greater urgency for Ukraine, with President Zelensky now worried war with Iran is draining stockpiles of weapons held by allies. These include weapons Ukraine needs to defend itself, particularly American-made Patriot air defense systems that can stop missiles. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.